Okay.
I think it's a bit early for that.
Is it?
Well, we can do that, yeah.
Is it early?
It's not that early.
The Goose! The Goose! The Goose! The Goose! The Goose!
Hey everybody, this is the Goose Show. A lot of tension in the air between the various geese.
The flock.
Right now I'm being threatened by one of them. I'm going to try and keep it together.
There's an issue among the flock at the moment.
Probably a lot of issues.
I was going to see how long it would be before any of us others talked, apart from Rory. We just leave him there to just monologue for the whole thing. I think it would be pretty funny. But unfortunately, that moment's gone now. Well, it's a low energy start to the show from
so
Rory.
But
I think it's an interesting start.
It's a very exciting time because we are back with a full complement of geese. So no guest this week, but we have Moira back from France.
Kelly Shatter is going to be fairly pissed off in Los Angeles.
Kelly Shatter is our Los Angeles correspondent. No, she hasn't been here yet.
Oh, okay.
She's our LA correspondent, so she's exactly where she's supposed to be.
Okay.
Rory's here again.
Rory's back again.
I'm back.
Back.
There's so many hand signals and mouths words from Moira that I just never know what they mean. As I was doing now.
Sorry, we just fell asleep there for a minute. We're back! Ladies and gentlemen, listeners and listener.
Well, should we get to the post?
Yes, we have some post.
We got some mail, apparently.
We've got two pieces of mail.
And it's not email.
One is a postcard addressed to Goose, France. What is there to say? What is there to say? What the fuck does that say? A place? Just for some reason they put the stamp over the text.
I think Moira sent it.
I think I sent it. Let me help you with that. Let me help you with that.
This is more interesting for me to read it.
We've plumbed new depths when we're sending ourselves or like in show mail.
I think Moira, if you wouldn't mind, I would like you to read this in a French accent to give us all the more atmospheric.
It would be superb
reading.
And yet nightmarish.
I mean, I'd like to interrupt you, Rory, by saying that yes, that may be so. But last, I just want to say 2 weeks ago, I have some beef with you, Mark. You read my emails to like our audience, our many listeners. Like this. I don't know. And I was like, damn it, Kenton, my inflection is not there. So I'll read this the way I want it to.
Okay.
Although I do like the sound of your voice, so.
Okay.
No, I mean that. I really do like the sound of your voice. I don't want you to feel like I don't.
No, I'll just never talk again. It's fine.
France, what is there to say? A place is just a place, for no matter where you are there, and you are you there. I keep calling the nearby river a canal, and our sound engineer, Gareth, he calls it the sea. Love, Moira.
And now, would Rory like to describe what's on the front of the postcard?
There's a candle. The base of a candle is a square, but it has what appears to be pubic hair in it, so that the candle appears to be in the shape of a penis. And it's a great background.
So I got that disturbing image through my front door. My flatmate and the neighbours above must wonder who the hell I hang out with.
This is
quite
actually
horrific. For some reason, pubes on a candle is one of the most offensive things I've ever seen.
It is. It's actually a cornerstone work of art from the early 90s by this guy. He did a lot of hairy candles. And it is horrific.
Harry Candles. I remember him. He was a vaudeville comedian, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Harry Candles.
Here he is, Harry Candles.
All the way from Kansas City.
It's great to be here tonight, everybody. It's great to be here tonight. I'm really happy to be here tonight.
Classic Harry Candles. Of course, the audience knew that he wasn't happy to be there. He was a very unhappy man. And that was what was funny about the whole show. He would just say how great it was to be there, and it wasn't. It was just really tragic.
R.I.P. Harry.
Tragedy. That was the tragedy portion of our podcast, ladies and gentlemen.
Sung by Rory.
Move on to comedy.
It's a beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Our second piece of mail
is in fact an email.
Is in fact an electronic mail. So it just starts with no hello.
Who's it from?
We'll find out at the end.
Okay.
Well, actually, I suppose it doesn't really. It's not a big surprise, but it's from Annie's mom.
Okay.
Not even a capital letter on T. It just begins, "The crash was in October 1929, comma. Nice shout out to Utica, comma. I don't remember Bill Clinton being backstage at concert in D.C., comma. Laura fainted on stage in Symphony Hall in Boston, comma. And Charles at Salisbury Hall, Salisbury School Chapel, and love the duck stories. Your faithful listener, Annie's mom."
That was Annie's mom in her role as fact checker, and two of those...
There's two blank stares.
No, mine wasn't a blank stare, because what registered with me was the New Yorker, because the New Yorker have a legendary fact-checking, and Annie's grandfather wrote for the New Yorker.
Unfortunately, so it's my father's father, but yes, true, it's all connecting.
But it was your grandfather.
Yeah.
Had these connections, and I love the New Yorker. I'm a big New Yorker fan, so my stare was... not one of blankness, but something else was going on.
You were making a lot of connections.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And marveling inside.
Moira?
My stare was one of weariness. but weariness because of my own life, not because of this podcast.
Oh.
I just wanted to say that. But I listened to last week and the week before when I was away, and I loved, 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 loved that.
Good. And I do want to thank my mom for the fact-checking. Three of those facts were correct, but Bill Clinton was in fact there. I wasn't making that up. That is an absolutely true story. Confirmed by my godmother, who also met him on the night.
Do you know the difference between Bill Clinton and Billy Joel, though?
I think so.
Mm.
Not positive.
Did Bill Clinton come out and sing Uptown Girl?
He did.
Yeah.
Funny.
Might be a bit...
weird.
Yeah.
And... yeah, that's all I have to say.
Should we hear more about France?
France for me?
Yes. Well, anybody. If anybody wants to weigh in on France. I mean, one of us has been there recently, but, you know. Rory, opinions on France?
It's grand. It's nice.
Annie, what have you got to say?
I was in Paris last month and I had a great time. Well, you heard my Paris story already.
Oh, yeah.
Refugees. So, can you beat that, Moira?
Yeah, sure. Me in France, feeling horrible all the time, going into places and asking for things like lotion and being like, so, parlez-vous clay? People on the other end of that trying to, like, help me out. Or maybe not, you know, depending on their English language skills and personality. Going into a pharmacy to get lotion, coming in with a sort of sense of anxiety about not being able to speak the language, yeah. And also just feeling, like, afraid all the time because I'm in a new place. And ended up getting, like, some crazy... lotion that was really expensive, but I think it's for people with, like, severe skin conditions.
Because you weren't able to say, I just want something nice to put on after the shower. I don't have eczema.
This is what I said. Roses, roses, any lotions with roses? And then the lady I was talking to was just, like, backed away from me and then got another guy to come help me who was like, this is a lotion. And I was like, I'll take it. Thank you.
French, I think the woman was probably saying to him, I think this woman needs lotion to save her life within the next 10 minutes. She sounds so upset.
What is that skin disease that does sound like roses? Like
rosacea?
Rosacea. That's probably what they thought you were fucking saying.
And you might have it now because you put on that cream.
Excuse me for dropping the F-bomb.
Roses. So it was a lot of that, and even any sort of, it was like any sort of gentility that I think I have, no, I don't have, but it was great to spend time cooking and eating wonderful food and drinking great wine that was inexpensive, although I didn't get it together to like ship you guys a box over or anything because it was just too much work.
What?
I was hoping that I knew I should probably bring this up on the podcast so Andy doesn't get as mad as she would if we
I can't get out of my chair? Rip your little head off?
So,
I just like wine.
So when you're going in, when you're asking for wine, what would you say, Maura? Would you go for a blend of white and red wine? That...
Roses.
Hobo juice. Hobo juice.
Wine. Roses. Wine. Roses. Wine.
Rosé. Hobo juice. Rosé. Whatever. Anyway.
It's the same thing. France.
End of paragraph. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have a question they'd like to ask the group this week?
Yes, I do. I do, actually. I thought of it this morning.
Annie.
This is the lead into the question to how I thought about the question, which is probably less interesting than I think it is. But you know when you wake up in the morning and you're just sort of coming to and you have either you're thinking about the dreams that you were having or you have like a weird memory from childhood that comes back like really strong, or not even childhood, just a weird memory that you're like, I can't believe that's so weird. I can't believe I'm thinking about that. That happened to me this morning and I was lying in bed and I immediately thought about this one moment in sixth grade when I'd bought a pair of high top basketball shoes, like Nike style basketball shoes, not like Chucks, but like, you know, hardcore. And I'd gone into the shop with mom to buy them, and they were white and they had sort of a marigold orange color on around the edge of the laces, and then they had a big purple Velcro strap that went across all of the laces on the top. So you like lace them up and then you folded the purple strap over. And they looked cool, but I kind of wasn't sure that I loved them, you know? And the shop guy was like, these are great. They're new. They're brand new. You should get them. And mom was like, they look like good, sturdy shoes. Let's get them. And so we bought them, and I wasn't sort of sure about it. And I wore them to school the next day.
And everyone thought you had club foot.
I wish that so is what happened, because that is a way better story. But actually, it turned out that these shoes made me cool. Like, everyone thought they were awesome. Like, people thought, they were like, wow, look at your shoes. And then a few days later, like, girls turned up with the shoes. This was the first time in my life I had ever been cool. So I was wondering,
have any of you guys ever been cool?
No, I know that is not, that is, actually, no. So my question was, do you have a memory of an article of clothing or an item that you had from childhood that, where you actually realized, sort of as a person, that it did something for you, or that people commented on it, or what that was like the first time?
I bought a pair of shoes last week, and Annie said they were good. I think that's the first time.
Are they the ones on your feet right now?
Doesn't have to be shoes.
Can you do a little tap tap for the audience?
They are very cool shoes. Actually, cool. Canton is wearing very cool.
When
shoes.
I was 12, I briefly served as an altar boy, and putting that smock on, I felt attractive.
Oh God, Ray! But
I'm douche. Was there any item of clothing that I had that conferred upon me status? That's basically it, right?
Status, yeah, or any item of clothing I think that you loved, like that you sort of recognized as the first thing of like, I like the way this makes me look and or feel.
But in your case, isn't it different that like it was, because I'm sure we all have some item of clothing that we're like, oh, I love that, but you didn't love these shoes. You went to school and found that other people loved them.
But I did, yeah, and then I loved them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But, and I remember leaving.
But only because of the status it gave you. You didn't like, I'm sure there'd be some item of clothing where that I loved it. But it was probably everybody else in the world was indifferent to it.
Why don't you just talk about something?
Well, I am.
Sorry.
Yeah, no, I know what you mean. No, I think that it is, yeah, sorry, that wasn't exactly my point, because I did end up really loving the shoes.
Because they made you feel powerful?
Yeah. They made me feel powerful.
I used to wear tube socks when I was in sixth grade.
Classic.
That was it.
Yeah, that's it. No, it was like a fashion statement, because I went to this horrible Catholic school. You know yourself, St. Pius the X. You're probably still there. Fuck you. Anyway, I wore these, like, made this fashion choice that when we wore shorts, like in the spring and in the fall, when it was warmer, instead of skirts. Shorts are warmer than skirts, what? Warmer weather attire. I wore these tube socks because I was like, these are badass. This is what I'm going to do. And people were like, you look like a fucking idiot. And I was like, I don't care.
Tube socks are What, white socks?
Yeah, like
but
long
big
white socks.
And chunk, like they're thick.
Yeah, and you'd wear them like if you were maybe playing like football or
right.
something.
Mm-hmm.
But my, these might have been a little shorter than that. But as I got older, I obviously stopped doing it when people made fun of me. But I got older and I kind of, whatever, you end up being an adult and certain subcultures, you know, with their style of dress appeared to you. And the way I was dressing was like a sort of like a skater in California in like 1982. Totally cool.
That is awesome.
So fuck you, St. Pius X. Fuck you. I was doing something different, but that wasn't really different because it's impossible to do things that are different.
We're
not,
working
not even
out
the
some
school.
Issues.
Fuck you, St. Pius X.
Okay, Moira's worked out her issues.
I don't feel like she has. I feel like there's a little out there.
Oh, well, we'll get to them over the course of several years of podcasting.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I have anything that interesting. Like, there was a black and white shirt, I guess, which I liked when I was 12 years old.
Why did you like it? What was on it?
Nothing. Just a black and white stripes.
Stripes?
Yeah.
Like you were in jail or something?
Oh, I was in jail.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
which way did the stripes go, and was it a button-down shirt?
It was a button-up shirt. And the stripes went down. That's all staring right now.
Yeah, they're all staring at me.
So, my question for the week.
That's my belly chiming in there.
That's your answer.
Rory cuts across with his own question of the week.
I wonder if that'll actually show up, like, whether you can hear that on the podcast. Because it's very low and we can hear it in here.
I think you'll be able to hear it.
That's Rory's tummy going, saying, fuck you, St. Pius the X.
No,
thanks, Rory.
Rory's stomach.
I appreciate that.
Loves St. Pius the X. My question for the week is, how do you think?
Negatively.
But, like, do you think in pictures or words, or do you have any thoughts on that?
I definitely think visually, pictures and images, so not
if,
words.
So if you're going to think, oh, I might go to the shops today, how does that thought happen in your brain? Because I like, have a voice inside my head just telling me to kill people. I have a voice inside my head, and I'm kind of constantly holding conversations in my head. And that's, I think, kind of how I think, is just through discussion.
Working yeah. things out.
Well, I talk to myself as well, sometimes out loud.
I don't talk out loud.
Not yet, you don't.
But it's constantly going inside my head.
Yeah, but it's coming. It's going to come out one day, and then you're not going to be able to stop it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. No, I talk to myself. If I'm going to the shop and I'm trying to remember something and I'm too lazy to write it down, I'll sort of say it over and over in my head.
Yeah.
Or picture where I need to go in the shop.
There's a friend of mine, actually, who, when she's on the toilet, she often sings about what's going on. She just has a kind of little sing-song about, okay, and then we'll go and we'll have some dinner. La, la, la. This
oh
is what she told me.
I actually used to do that. Like, I used to narrate my days by singing them when I was really little.
Wow.
I could see that.
Yeah. And it's just too bad there wasn't YouTube or any kind of technological device to, like, let me record myself and...
Here comes Annie Cheeks with Today's the Day.
Mm-hmm. Totally. I would have been so happy. I developed a whole musical for me and my friend Liam, who at the time I was probably in love with before I knew what it was.
What was the musical about?
Just us hanging out.
Oh, that
sounds
good.
Doing fun things, you know?
All original compositions?
Mm-hmm, completely. And I don't remember any of them because it was just happening in the moment. But I thought the title was really good. It was Liam and Annie with a big L and a big A, L.A. Kids. I thought that was good.
Ooh.
Right?
But this is musical improv you're talking about.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. this is maybe something you're
tapping
into.
Liam has no idea that this ever happened in my head either, by the way. No, I think he'd be a bit terrified to find out.
Maybe. Was that part of it? terrified. Mm-hmm. That's one of the songs.
It's track 9 on the CD, which is for sale on our website.
How do you think, Rory?
How do I think? Just a range, a variety of all of the above, really.
Yeah?
Yeah. And concepts. I think in concepts.
Describe it to us.
I don't know that I have the words to, but it's like, I think in concepts. I know I just said that
so
10 seconds ago, but
a concept would be like, an example of a concept would be the shops.
Maybe like clothes as a category or something, but then more abstract concepts too. I don't know.
Mm. So none of us think in colors, because that's the cool shit.
Oh, like the synesthesia stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that you could see or
smell. Hearing like, colors, like the guy in the book.
Hearing perfumes. Colors?
Or mixing up any senses, really.
I did hear about the school, and I think it's the only one in the world, so they say, in Versailles, where that's where people learn to smell. And I took a test for some PhD student at the L'École du Vin, and I failed it.
Your French was very good there, Moira. I don't know what you're talking about.
Sorry, I meant to say L'École du Vin. But yeah, that was kind of an interesting part of my like education in France, was realizing I don't know how to smell properly, really. Like, I don't have like a very good olfactory sense at all, at least when it comes to markers.
So you're not a bloodhound.
I'm pretty good at smelling markers.
Maybe that's destroyed the rest of your smell.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it is. I don't know. They gave us scent markers to smell, and I was like, I'm not used to these. This smells like garbage. This smells like the color brown. I got it all wrong. It was like pineapple, wood chips.
There's a guy who I think he has Asperger's syndrome, and he's very good at mathematics. I'm not talking about Rory.
Well, what's up with this? Moira's on my case today. What's up with this?
Are you talking about yourself?
I could be talking about myself.
Okay.
It's because you're not talking into the microphone.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Canton's in the middle of a story, people. Can we pay attention, please?
We can sidetrack. I like the way that we got Rory and Moira to sit beside side by side again, just to keep the tension there. So, but he's very good at like multiplying large numbers together and that kind of stuff, and just doing maths. I mean, I don't think it's very complicated maths, but it's numbers that we can't really handle. And he kind of describes it as like these blobs. All numbers have like this shape, and he kind of mashes the blobs together inside his brain, and that'll give him what the next answer is a new shape or something, and he'll be like, oh, it's 3,745. He'll know from the shapes of the, you know, numbers.
That's awesome.
It's a pretty interesting way of thinking.
Yeah, he's dancing math in his head. He's throwing shapes around.
So you're saying that you think that none of us have as interesting ways of thinking as that?
Not so far. Do you have any ways of remembering stuff? Little tricks that you like? Like, a science teacher in my school could never remember left and right, and she remembered that at the end of her road, you've got to turn right. And so anytime she wants to figure out which is right, she's always like, okay, right is on this side.
I have a hard time with left and right as well, but if you hold your hands up with the backs of your hands facing you, your left hand makes an L, so that's pretty obvious.
Is this a thing that people can't tell left from right?
I have a really hard time with left and right, yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's a thing, yeah. It's pretty common. I couldn't read a clock until I was like 14 years old.
Yeah. Well, they didn't teach you that in school?
Oh, they did.
Fuck you.
Fuck you, same guy as the 10th.
I'm not learning shit.
I learned how to put on a badass pair of socks. How about that? So, how did you bluff through learning how a clock face worked?
Well, you know, I wore a watch that was digital.
Oh, yeah. So they say, what time is it? And you just look under the desk.
it's not like by 14 they're not asking you to tell the time out loud. Like that's something that they do in second grade, right?
Yeah, but you got through it somehow.
Yeah, I'm a late bloomer.
Yeah,
she paid the teacher.
Yeah, that's right. I slipped a bill. Should we do some improv?
Yeah.
Can we call it Fuck You, Pius the Tenth?
That's the title. That is the title. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening's performance of Fuck You, St. Pius the Tenth.
Was it actually St. Pius the Tenth? Because you wouldn't have had a...
It's the name of her school.
Saints, I'm asking a question. Saints don't have numerals. Like, there's not a
saint. Yes, he was a pope. He was sainted.
He was a sainted pope.
So he's a pope.
Yeah.
But was he a saint too?
Yes, he was a saint because the school was called St. Pius the Tenth.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of the only sainted popes.
If you can get a school named after you with saint in the front, that'll make you a saint officially. Mm. Yeah. Like, that's one of the rules.
Who was the saint? Which St. Pius was the bad one with the Nazi, you know, into the bad dude?
Listeners, if you can tell us, please write in.
13?
Is it 13th Pius the 13th?
Are you just saying that because 13 is an unlucky number?
Okay. What did Pope Pius the 10th do?
Who gives a shit?
Fuck him.
Okay. Back again to the start. Ladies and gentlemen, this evening's performance of Fuck You, Pope Pius the 10th is brought to you by Goose.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to this show, actually.
Me too. I can't wait.
Yes, I really hope they fucking stick it to that Pope Pius the 10th.
I really hope they just tear him apart.
Yes.
What a bastard.
What a scoundrel. I hope he comes.
I hope he's here.
I hope he bloody comes and watches this.
Not a coward. He deserves a piece of mine. Oh, God,
yes. His attitude towards tube socks is absolutely ridiculous.
Disgusting.
Yes. What a scoundrel. Oh, they're starting. Shut up.
Get your hand off my leg. Rodney, stop it.
Just let me put it there.
Rodney, stop.
Okay, let me touch your breast. Just a little
bit. All rise for St. Pius.
Hello, children. It's so good you've all come in from the rain outside. I'm so glad to teach you this, my very last lesson of math, science, religion, grammar, English, fool-hearted love affairs with magistrates. Isn't that right, Undersecretary Lemental?
Oh, yes, it is, Pai, baby. You can do whatever you want this time. Do... Classroom is ours? Ours or yours?
Mine.
Okay, yours. I was hoping that as your...
Silence! You will inherit this place that I stand, this place before these children, when I am ready to give it to you. Do you understand, Lemental?
Yes.
Excuse me, Mr. Lemental and Pope Pius the Tenth.
Well, hello.
The turkey is basted and ready for the demonstration.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Kanto.
Anytime.
Get the turkey, Lemental. Come here, my sweet bird. Come here, don't be afraid. Get up here, Paul.
Me, sir?
That's right, you. Get up here.
I'm all right, actually. I don't think I need to... I'm a little afraid of turkeys.
There's nothing to be afraid of. This little turkey will bite you. Will you, turkey?
Sorry, did you say will bite you or won't bite you?
Does it really matter, does it? It's my last day.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm worried about.
Now grab the turkey by its little gobbler.
Okay.
That's right. Now pull down hard.
On the gobbler.
That's right, on his little waddly chin. Pull down hard.
Ah, lads, you know this next feckin' class is gonna be horrible with fucking Pius, right? He's gonna milk it.
Well, it was my last class.
Oh, God, yeah. He's absolutely ridiculous. Been claiming it's his last class for, like...
Every class.
Yeah, 3 weeks now.
At least.
And he's always just, like, brings out a different bird for somebody to pull the face off.
It's my last class. Let me wrap your knuckles.
Yeah, it's my last class. I'm just gonna dance around in a teddy bear costume.
It's my last class. Let me sacrifice a goat.
Oh, yeah, it's my last class. I'm just gonna write everything upside down on the board, and then you can all stand in your heads and you can read it like that.
Oh, it's my last class. Let me dance to Charleston with the janitor.
Oh, it's my last class. Let me pretend to be the janitor while he dances to Charleston with all the kids in the class.
Hey, boys, you talking about the janitor? Get back in the hall.
Oh, great.
Great.
Boys, come back in here. It's time for my last class. Today!
No, I don't think it is your last class, actually.
Do you want me to stick Lemmental on you?
Sorry?
Do you want me to stick Lemmental on you?
He doesn't even hit us. He pretends to.
Well?
Sorry, Lemmental. What the fuck.
Get into the classroom, boys. It's time for you to learn how to massage. Massage each other, 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 massage each other.
I don't feel like we're really learning. You're just saying massage each other over and over. Like, that doesn't... It's not teaching us anything. It's not like...
Clap your hands together and sit down in your seats. It's time to massage each other, like massage each other.
The maths teacher doesn't just say, do maths, do maths, do maths, do maths.
St. Pius the Tenth does what St. Pius the Tenth wants until I get my retirement check and my pension and my boat and my
Jimmy. Why are you even doing school? Shouldn't you be in...
Lemmental murder this one. Take him out.
Oh, God.
Fuck.
He's just... Killed
him.
Just killed
him. Oh my god.
Billy, he's just killed Billy.
She got an ambulance?
No.
Oh. Was that good, Pope? Did I do well? Did I do well?
Lemmental, you're going to have to go to jail now.
Oh.
Officer?
Yes?
Well, that was quick.
Yeah, I wasn't waiting at that, because, you know, I know it's St. Pius the 10th and last class and all, so I know he does some pretty freaky shit, so I'm just here to tidy it up, you know. I've arrested about 7 janitors at this point. It really adds to my arrest record, you know, so it's pretty cool for me. And so I'm just gonna hang out here. Sorry. Oh wait, do you want me to arrest somebody or something?
That's right. Take him away.
I just murdered a boy.
Okay, you want me to arrest the boy or the man?
No, I want to arrest the entire class except for that one girl in the back with the tube socks on. Leave her. And take Lemmental, too. And while you're at it, take that turkey. I can't stand the thing.
Turkey, you're under arrest.
And Pope Pius the Tenth will be going for intermission right now. You can get beverages and sweets out in the...
They've really stuck it to Pope Pius the Tenth. I'm really impressed, actually.
They've really showed him, haven't they?
I was worried they would pull some punches,
but
no.
And I thought that bit with the live turkey was brilliant.
Yes, absolutely.
Coca-Cola cigarettes! Coca-Cola cigarettes! Get some Coca-Cola cigarettes over here!
I can't believe they make... cigarettes that are flavoured with Coca-Cola these days. It's absolutely wonderful.
The world just keeps getting better, doesn't it?
Coca-Cola cigarettes! Coca-Cola cigarettes over here! Coca-Cola cigarettes! Coca-Cola cigarettes over here! Coca-Cola cigarettes! Coca-Cola cigarettes over here!
Over here, Coca-Cola cigarettes, Coca-Cola cigarettes.
minutes at the end of the show.